Donato Hanover is strong. Ron Pierce urging him on. It's Donato Hanover. It's the Donato Tonian.
Rio with the lead. Lights out. Presidential ball. Lights out.
Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm your host, Norm Borg, and we're going to take a look at something that's always an exciting event this time of the year. It's the National Driving Championship. It takes place March 21st at Fraser Downs, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Kathy Wade-Villar of Standardbred Canada about that and some other exciting things coming down the road. That's straight ahead on Trot Radio. With us on the line is Kathy Wade-Villar, who works in marketing and industry awareness amongst the public from Standardbred Canada, to talk about the National Driving Championships on March 21st. Kathy, always an exciting time when the whole country gets together to choose who will represent Canada at the World Championships to be held in Norway.
That's right, Norm. Thanks very much for having me on the show, and we're really looking forward to the National Driving Championship. This is the second time that Standardbred Canada has had this event. The first time around was in 2007 at Charlottetown Driving Park, and this year we're at Fraser Downs. It's the culmination of four regional driving championships across the country. The top two point earners from each of those regionals have advanced, so we have a field of eight, all set for Fraser Downs on Saturday, March 21st.
And we're not talking any slouches here. For example, you've got from Ontario, Brad Forward, Paul McDonnell, Guy Gagnon from our neck of the woods, along with Daniel Potvin. From the Atlantic, Gilles Barriot, Mark Campbell. And from the West, you've got Kelly Hort and, of course, Bill Davis. So there's some big names here.
Oh, it's a great field, and it'll be a very competitive day on March 21st. Paul McDonnell, of course, Canada's Driver of the Year last year, and Gilles Barriot. Gilles won this event in 2007 and represented Canada at the World Driving Championship in New Zealand and Australia.
And you know something? Canada has been well represented. In fact, Jody Jameson won the whole title back, when would it have been, 2002 or 3?
2001 in Finland, and I had the pleasure of being there, and that was a very exciting time for Canadian harness racing, and of course Jody, and that's the last time that we've won that event, so hopefully we'll fare very well in Norway this year.
Yeah, I think you've got a good shot with some of the talent we've got here. One of the things that they're doing differently in the formatting of the point system, which I think is fair, is that they're assigning, you know, points per finish order. They're not going by UDR or, you know, previous earnings or anything like that. This is much more straight ahead. For example, you know, in a field of nine, you get 16 points for first.
That's right. And, well, there'll be fields of eight, and every driver will drive from every post position. And I know that the race secretary at Fraser Downs, Jackson Whittup, who happens to be the chair of Standardbred Canada, will write very competitive fields, and we're looking for some really exciting racing on that date.
Yeah, it should be a dandy, and I know we're going to be watching on TV, both at Rideau and probably on HPI, to be sure. How many years have you been associated with this particular project?
Well, as I'm not sure if I mentioned earlier, but 2007 was the first year that we launched the National Driving Championship. Before that, Standardbred Canada used a formula, and you mentioned UDRS, Norm, and UDRS was involved along with wins, money, and we decided that to have a championship, a National Driving Championship, would generate a lot more awareness for Canada's representative to the WDC, and it would get the whole country behind the event. And the other thing it does, it allows drivers from different areas of the country, different regions, where maybe, you know, the purse money is very different in Ontario to the east or to the west, but it allows, you know, virtually every driver to have a shot at being Canada's rep to the World Driving Championship. And of course, you know, they have to compete in a regional event and be in the top two to get to the national. But we felt this was a better method of you know, selecting our rep to the World Driving Championship.
Well, it's patently more fair. I mean, you're right. Let's face it, a guy of significant talent racing out at Charlottetown, let's say. Beautiful track out there, but
right.
The purses are only so much, and you know, he can win a ton of races, but if the points are going to be based on purse earnings, he's up the creek.
You got it. This has worked out very well for us. We had, you know, fantastic feedback in 2007. Everyone in the industry thought this was a far better way of Standard Bred Canada selecting the Canadian rep to the World Driving Championship, and we're really excited about the event on March 21st out at Fraser Downs, and I know the drivers are all pumped up, and, you know, it's too bad we can't take all eight of them to Norway.
Yeah, that would be nice, and maybe Per Henriksen could be the chaperone for all those guys. Keep them in line. Kathy Wade-Villar, you have been a very busy individual. Adrenaline has been kicked off. We're so excited about this program. We've talked about it on previous shows, but that's going to be a beauty.
Oh, it's going to be just a fantastic event. You know, we're going to have 4 days of nonstop action and entertainment at Hiawatha Horse Park, August 20th to 23rd. And, you know, it's going to bring all the different elements of a festival together: food, entertainment, music, fun, sports competitions, and, of course, harness racing.
Yeah, and as we were mentioning to one of the organizers in our last program last week, what's beautiful about this is that harness racing isn't taking a back seat. Yeah, there's all these great activities, but you're coming to see a horse race.
That's right. And I think all the activities will complement what goes on. On the racetrack, of course, and, you know, we hope to get a lot of new and younger people out to the track for those 4 days. So, yeah, we're really excited about it.
I've got it already marked down on my calendar, August 20th through Sunday, August 23rd at one of my old haunts, being from southwestern Ontario, and that is Hiawatha Horse Park. We're going to let you get on to your busy day, Kathy Wade-Villar of Standard Bred Canada, and thank you for your time.
Thanks very much, Norm. We'll talk to you soon.
We are back on Trot Radio. Time for our newer feature. It's called Can See Back, as we take a look at harness racing in the media through the years. Last week we heard from the people at Yonkers in the mid-70s with their disco-fied version of their racing show. At least the intro was. This one that we're going to play for you now is a bit more familiar, but may not be familiar to the people who are actually part of the Dan Pat story. Get a load of this scene.
Selling, mister, I'll hate you as long as I live.
Sissy, listen to me. You don't understand. Look. Dan doesn't need us anymore. He's famous. But if we sell him, we can hold on to all this. Give that little fella, all these foals, a chance to show what they can do.
Say we?
Yes, we. You'll stay here always, I hope.
Ah, yes, and of course it ends with the proverbial smooch between the two leading characters. I never thought harness racing, even back in those days, could be so romantic. The great Dan Patch. Good to know that there's a couple of more newer movies on harness racing coming down the pike. We'll be talking about those in future episodes. That's a wrap for Trot Radio. As always, be sure to drop us a line in the comments portion of the Trot Radio page on the Standard Bred Canada website. Trot Radio is a presentation of Standard Bred Canada and is produced by Board Communications.